This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our free mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails.
Blessed Trails. I am Belinda Gale, and I am so delighted to be your host as we visit with interesting and diverse guests. We also have the honor of featuring our guests' gospel and patriotic music and sometimes poetry, most all of which has a definite Western flair. We have a little different show today. As executive director, Marcia Short is quite literally the heartbeat of the Western Music Association. But before we bring her on and learn a little bit more about this association, let's listen to a song by the iconic Sons of the Pioneers, When the Golden Train Comes Down.
Up in the sky
when the golden train comes down,
with an invitation for you and I.
When the golden train comes down,
I'm gonna take tickets at the golden gate, gonna dance with Peter, make the angels wait, and just be me. I think I'll be late
when the golden train comes down.
All aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard, gonna ring the bell, gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
On time
when the golden train comes down,
with her heavenly crew all looking fine
when the golden train comes down.
So turn on your steam and let her ride, make the devil throw coal on the old coal slide, and if you don't work hard, I'm gonna tan his hide
when the golden train comes down.
All aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard, gonna ring the bell, gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
That's gonna be
when the golden train comes down,
with the angels serving pie and tea
when the golden train comes down.
smokestack blowing his horn, but he can stand up if it gets too warm.
When the golden train comes down,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard. Gonna ring the bell, gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
Oh, that's got to just make you smile. I have known Marcia for probably close to 15 years when the Western Music Association was in dire need of a new executive director. She brought her considerable expertise from another nonprofit organization and has become the anchor of the WMA. I've always admired her, but when I joined the board of directors about 12 years ago, I had the opportunity to see how truly hard she works for this organization. What is so impressive to me is that because of the mission statement, the guiding principles, the culture, and the people involved in the WMA, she truly looks at the work she does for this organization as a calling. She is a remarkable, compassionate, hardworking, and selfless lady that I deeply admire, and I'm so proud to call her my friend. I am delighted to welcome to the show Marcia Short. Welcome, Marcia.
Well, thank you, Belinda. Gosh, I didn't write any of that stuff. Where did you get that?
Oh, I have my sources.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so delighted that you're on the show. And people may be wondering, you know, why I'm talking about the WMA on, you know, basically a gospel and patriotic kind of a show. But one of the things that I've always loved about this organization is that, you know, while it's very embracing of all people and a lot of different faiths of people that are part of our organization, and we honor all of that, it's a really, the, probably say the majority of our members are very open and loving Christian people that just kind of permeates everything we do. Am I looking at that the right way? Do you feel that way as well?
Oh, absolutely. And it's right there in the Cowboy Code. I don't care if you adhere to Roy Rogers' code or Gene Autry's code or the code of the West. You know, a cowboy is believes in a higher being. He's a patriot. So it fits right in.
It's all right there. Well, before we get into the WMA, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you landed as executive director of the WMA?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I can't say no. And you know, I think most people know that Steve Taylor is my brother-in-law, and he asked me to do him a favor one day.
Steve Taylor was at the time.
Steve Taylor at the time had just become president of the Western Music Association,
okay,
probably 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just said, one was to ask me to look at some hotel contracts, which I was happy to do since that was my job. And then he said, you know, would you go through this membership list and see if the members and the financial reports all kind of go together? So I was happy to do that. Sure, that didn't take a lot of time. And then Roger Banks, who was the executive director at the time, asked me if I would help him, you know, kind of put together a little membership program. And I said, oh, I'm happy to do that. Sure, that won't take a lot of time. And then Rick Huff said, you know, I'm having some problems with this hotel, with this contract and things, if you wouldn't mind. And I thought, not a problem, Rick, I'm happy. And next thing you know, I am happy to help WMA 8 to 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm just happy to help.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So, but it's lot of fun. It's lot of fun.
Well, I am so happy and delighted that you felt that way, because you're definitely a very stabilizing factor. Because, you know, board members come and go, presidents come and go of the organization. That's a fluid body that, you know, moves around, but you are the constant. You are the one that's always there, always with your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on. And that is an important thing, because everybody, I mean, I know that you get, I don't know how many phone calls a day from members with various questions, comments, or observations.
Yes, yes. Observations is a good way to put it.
that they choose to share with you. Well, now the other you were actually working for a nonprofit organization when you started kind of getting moved over into this, and actually did them both at the same time for a while, did you not?
Yes, I did. I finally had to retire from my real job so I could get WMA stuff done. But I was in the oil and gas industry doing about what I do now, just membership recruitment, retention, looking for money to fund at that time research projects. And so it was a lot of it just transferred right over. So I took a lot of that and brought it into the organization of WMA, which was kind of, I saw some association part. I like to tell people I put the A in WMA because they just lacked that kind of guidance and some of the legal things that associations, nonprofit associations need to do, I concerned me that weren't getting done. So with the help of some other people like Hal Spencer, we were able to move that up to the next level so that we don't have to worry about those things anymore.
That is such, especially being on the board, that is such a load off of our mind to know that that's all being covered and taken care of. And I know that, up until you being on there, I think most of the people that had operated as executive director, while they did a really fine job with not a lot of background and expertise, it really was nice to have someone that literally, this is what they did for a living and they knew it inside out, to step into that position. So you've been and continue to be an incredible blessing to the organization, Marcia. So it's so proud to have you. So proud to have you on board. Well, we're going to take a little break now and listen to a song that's one of my favorites and one of my favorite renditions. This is called The Master's Call by Don Edwards, and he does like a little intro to it. This is actually a Marty Robbins song. I have to ask Don if he actually wrote this little intro or if it's something that Marty Robbins did, because he does this little poetic intro to it that is wonderful. So we're going to listen to Don Edwards singing The Master's Call.
Lightning rolled in hoops and circles, and rain and sheets was coming down. Thunder rattled through the gulches as the hoofbeats shook the ground. And cowhands rode hell for leather, begging God for the break of day. A stampede beat the best camp meeting when it come to getting men to pray. I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire, a youth within my teens and full of challenge and desire. Ran away from home and left my mother and my dad, grieved them so to think that their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, the names are known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living will lead only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. Another started blowing, lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. And at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. This time I knew I'd heard a voice so sweet and plain, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of the sinful deeds I'd done, I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle all stampeded and were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and he threw me to the ground. I felt the end was nearing, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, and God, these words I vow. My wicked life unfolded, and I thought of wasted years, as another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. the others rushed on by me, but I was left to live. For the master had a reason, life was his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. And right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
That was a tricky little ending, wasn't it? I think Marty Robbins would be proud of that rendition that Don Edwards did. Oh, my gosh. Well, Marcia, why don't you tell us a little bit, and I can throw in my 2 cents from what I know, how the Western Music Association came to be in the first place. It's about, what, 26 or 27 years old now?
Yeah, I think we're just going into our 28th year, actually.
28th year. Wow. Okay.
28 years. And it basically, yeah, it was a group of people who really wanted to preserve specifically the music of the Sons of the Pioneers, but in general, the whole Western music genre. And it was a group of great, I mean, if you're at all a fan of Western music, Liz Masterson, Joyce Woodson, and of course the great Rex Allen and Gene Autry, Patsy Montana, all got together to help get this thing off the ground. And they all met, and of course, as they're prone to do, there was a lot of singing, a lot of music, and then they got down to business, and a year later, they were incorporated as the Western Music Association. So it had a great beginning. A few, as any associations as will do, they had a few stumbling blocks. They got over them. They came back. I don't know how many times we can be reborn, but it's happened several times, and to where it is now, it's very healthy, very strong. We're international. We have members all over the world, and it's we're out there preserving and promoting this
we
great
are,
music
and
poetry.
I love the mission statement of the Western Music Association, and I'll read it. This is, I got this off the website. I think our official is a little bit longer than this, but this is good for our purposes. And the mission statement is the Western Music Association is an organization that encourages and supports the preservation, performance, and composition of historic, traditional, and contemporary music and poetry of the West. So that throws a pretty wide net and embraces a lot of different forms of Western music. And yes. I'm very proud of that. And I know there was we changed it a little bit here a few years ago to literally include the poetry, because the poetry was not in the original concept. Am I correct in that?
Correct. It was not. And there are such great poets out there. Some of the poetry turns into music. A lot of it doesn't. We've got the Waddy Mitchell, Baxter Black, Andy Nelson, Yvonne Hollenbeck. I mean, these people are out there just really, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So I always say it's like the red car. You think, oh, there aren't very many red cars until you actually buy one, and then suddenly they're everywhere.
They are.
Western music and poetry is like if you've never heard about it and you suddenly see it and then you look, it's everywhere.
It's just kind of flying under the radar, but once you find it, then you do notice it everywhere. And I really love that that the board of directors, because I was involved in the process of transitioning and wrapping poetry into what we into our organization as well. And I love that our board was so open-minded and really recognized that every song is a poem set to music.
Yes.
And so the poets were it really many of our poets are wonderful lyricists, and they have a wonderful sense of meter and time. So their poems are easily transitioned into a song and put to music. And so that really, and I think a lot of the original songs of the cowboys and cowboys loved cowboy poetry. I mean, they loved sitting around and reciting poetry to each other and these stories, and they would memorize it. So I was very, very pleased when they finally did wrap that into what we do.
Well, and it was an easy way to talk about, you know, their daily lives and what they did, and to pass down the oral history, because mm-hmm. to just sit there and talk about it, it's hard to remember. But if you can say it in poetry so that it rhymes and it's easy and it flows, it's an easy way to get your history, you know, passed down from generation to generation.
That's an excellent point. And contrary to what the movies make us think, not all cowboys were Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and, you know, wonderful singers. So that's why they can effectively, yeah, right, pass their stories down without, you know, having to sing it.
Yeah.
And they leave it to somebody else down the road to put it to music.
Put it to music, exactly. We've had a lot of really great collaborations between poets and musicians. Music has come out of it.
And several of our songs of the year have been collaborations between poets and musicians. So
yes,
it's wonderful. Well, we're going to do another song now, and this is one of our little rising stars. I should say a shooting star, because she is just everywhere and like crazy. But one of my favorite songs that she recorded, and this is actually by Rory Feek, of Joey and Rory, and I love the story of it, and that's one of the things that's so beautiful about Western music, just as you just pointed out. It's like an oral history. It's telling a story, so it's wonderful to just listen to, and that's our little Kristen Harris, and this song is "The Horse Nobody Could Ride."
The horse that nobody could ride. Then down out of Cheyenne came a quiet shaman today to try something that no man had tried. He sat down in the warm sun, 100 yards away from the horse nobody could ride.
Nobody.
Oh, that's just the sweetest song. I love that song. And wow. Listening to that, that was one of her early albums. Her voice has matured and grown since then.
What an amazing story she is.
Oh, she is. And she's, I mean, from a painfully shy little thing to, I mean, just taking Western music and Western swing music by storm. It's just, it's fun to watch her just grow into the woman that she's, you know, meant to be. So proud of her. She's headed to France.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to be doing, she has a concert in France, so she has a festival that she's going to, so she's all excited about that. I bet she had a lot of friends all of a sudden. It's like, I'll go with you.
Well, you know, the largest Western music festival in the world is in France.
Yes, that may be
Maybe
the one
you,
she's going
yes.
to. That
yeah,
may be
huge
the one
following.
Yep. They love their Western music over in Europe, so that's way cool. Well, one of the things that, despite what people think, the Western music does not exist for our convention in November. I mean, there's a lot of other things that we do besides that, but that is probably the most visible presence of our organization is our convention that we have every year. So do you want to kind of fill us in on what the convention is all about?
Yes. Well, you know, by law, any nonprofit association has to have a meeting of its members annually. So we could just like spend a day and have a really boring membership meeting and vote and do all this business that we have to take care of. Or we could just turn it into a big family reunion and a party and have a lot of fun with it. So that's what we do. Every November we get to Albuquerque. This year's November 9th through the 13th. And we do workshops. We're kicking it off this year with a big swing spectacular. We've got three great swing bands coming in just for a night of just fun and dancing. And we'll throw in a little dessert so you can keep your energy up. you know, our Friday Night Opry. And, of course, we do our award show. And just all day long, it's music and nonstop music. Jamming goes on. Sometimes into the wee hours of the morning, and then people just go up and change their clothes and come back and start all over again. So it's a lot of fun. We do accomplish our business. We do have our membership meeting where we get our budget approved, and we talk about the things that have happened to us, kind of a state of the association speech. And it's it's a lot of fun for fans and performers.
It is, and I know people that maybe aren't necessarily performers, but they play an instrument and they don't really get a chance to hang out and jam or work on their craft very much. I know my first couple of years there, I did not play guitar yet, and when I finally did start picking it up, and I would drag it out and go to these jam sessions, and I was just terrified because I was afraid they were going to ask me to play something. So I would sit like, you know, two or three rows behind, you know, the circle. But they would, you know, pull me in and show me stuff and, you know, play what you can. And then I would play what, you know, rudimentarily what I could play. And then one of them would take me aside and say, here, that one chord you did, you did it this way, it'd be easier. And I mean, just so embracing and literally every nook and cranny of the hotel will have little jam sessions and sing-alongs busting out all over the place.
Yes.
So, and yes. There's this whole group of people that I think that their guitars and their fiddles and their basses and whatever sit in the closet most of the year, and they bring them out and dust them off and haul them to the convention and play for days and don't hardly stop.
Absolutely. And the greatest part about WMA performing members is that they're accessible. They don't come and do their set and then disappear into their room. They are out there to help, to encourage, to, you know, you'll see them with the younger members and you'll see them with the older members helping them to, you know, hey, show me how you did that chord, or can you show me how you arranged this? So it's really a great opportunity for everybody. And my gosh, if you want to get your CDs autographed, this is the time to come and do it.
It is. And that's, I mean, that's one of the things I love about being, you know, my fellow performers is that it just, and why I'm comfortable in the culture, because I don't think I would have stayed in any kind of performing thing had it been that really aloof and I'm better than everybody else kind of a feeling. They really are. We're just, we just happen to sing, you know, we're just like,
yes,
you. And so everybody just mix and mingles, and it's just all one big family. And speaking of family, there's something that we started, I don't know how many years ago now, you can tell me that, but it's our crisis fund, which is that really that principle, that biblical principle of taking care of each other. And you want to tell,
yes,
us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, that goes right along with, yes, I am my brother's keeper. We started the fund probably 6 or 7 years ago when we recognized a need of one of our members who did not have insurance and was facing actually what ended up being a terminal illness. And we, you know, rushed around and contacted people. And so it was way before GoFundMe ever existed, and tried to, and were able to send money to help them. And we thought, you know, we need to formalize this. We need to have a crisis fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started that, and it's very easy. It's very easy for members to just, any member who's got a problem or comes up with, knows of a member who needs help. We have a great committee, a good Christian committee. They're generous, and we keep everything anonymous unless, you know, I have noticed some people come out on Facebook and say, gosh, the crisis fund just helped me. But it's we've sent over $35,000 to members.
Wow.
Now to help,
wow,
them through these crises. There's no need to pay back. You don't pay back. This is your money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a blessing. I mean, I spend a lot of time in tears. I get phone calls from people saying, you know, I can't tell you what this has meant to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a blessing for me personally to be able to be a part of this.
Oh.
And to be able to help people in their times of need. And you know, we seldom turn anyone down. I mean, you know, if you can't make your truck payment this month, well, we've all been in that position. But if you're really facing some time where you're going to lose your home or they've turned off your power, we just don't want to see that happen.
No.
So we've been able to help.
That's been wonderful. And true to the cowboy spirit, I know for a fact, in talking with some of the committee members that are over this committee, they literally have contacted people and said, come to our attention, you know, that you have a need and we would really love to help. And they'll say, no, you know, I got this. I'm going to be fine. You keep that money and give it to somebody who really needs it.
Someone who really needs it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. You know, we have had to force ourselves on some people because we know they need it. We know they do. They just stop being so stubborn. Take our help.
It's true. Oh my gosh, love this organization. So we're,
yes,
gonna do another song now, and this kind of brings out something else that I really love about our organization, and it truly is family. It is not uncommon to see multi generations playing together in these jams, to see grandma, mom, daughter, and sometimes grandchild, you know, all great grandchild, all, you know, together. And we have a lot of family groups. We have a lot of, and it's so comfortable for families to bring their children to the organization, and they know they're going to be mothered and cared for by, they can let their kids just kind of run around in the hotel, and they know that everybody knows who their child is, and they're keeping an eye on them, and they're watching,
yeah,
them, and they're caring,
yeah,
for them, and keep looking after them. And so it's just an incredible family environment. And kind of leading into that is Bryn Hill wrote a really wonderful, sweet song when his little daughter Cambridge was born, and he just calls it Daddies and Daughters. So let's listen to Bryn Hill's song.
What am I gonna do with a little baby girl? I don't know the first thing about how you see the world. I never had a sister, I don't understand my wife. Now I've signed up to love you for the rest of my life. Daddies and daughters, cowboys and angels, the love so true. There's nothing I wouldn't do for two sweet arms around. girl, you're everything to me. Growing up so fast, really don't know why. I'll hold you forever or until you wanna fly. 'Cause everything that's right and good, innocent and true, is sitting here right next to me and living inside you. Daddies and daughters, cowboys and angels, it's a love so true. There's nothing I wouldn't arms around my neck, a kiss upon my cheek. Little girl, you're everything to me. So take my hand,
take my hand,
and hold on for dear life, big mean world. So cover up your eyes and dream those dreams. Every little cowgirl dream. Little girl, you're everything to me. Little girl, you're everything to me.
I don't care who you are. That's just a sweet song.
Yes. Oh.
I just had this vision of the daddy-daughter dance at a wedding, you know, with the cowgirl and the cowgirl bride and the cowboy daddy around the floor. You can totally see that. Oh, gosh. Well, something I'd like to talk about now is something that initially we didn't have when I first got in the WMA. It was just the national organization of the WMA. And we, with the growth of it and the little pockets of people that were wanting to do more in their area, we had the birth of chapters, state chapters. So do you want to, and I believe that you were involved in all of that coming about. So do you want to tell us about the state chapters?
Well, yeah, we have 13 state and local chapters. They go from coast to coast. We have a big chapter on the East Coast. And they do chapter-wide what would be almost impossible for us to accomplish as a national organization. So we support the chapters. We provide, you know, liability insurance, music licensing, all the things that you need to be able to accomplish, to have festivals. And each of the chapters does, most of them have their own festivals. They meet quarterly for meetings. They have jams. They provide not only their state members, but also other members traveling through. Places to perform. They work on house concerts. They do all kinds of things. So it's really a great opportunity to help spread the word. And it's where we get, you know, it's where you take, like I always say, you're taking the music to the fans this way.
Right, right.
Because the fans aren't all going to come to Albuquerque, but they might go to something that's in their hometown or close.
Okay. Right.
And we have, then we also have, you know, a couple of them, we have very specific needs on chapters, and one of them was our poets. And so they got together and developed this Western Wordsmiths chapter that is national, but they are not only the poets, but they're the songwriters and the novelists, and anybody who writes any kind of is involved in this chapter. And they're actually sponsoring a workshop on writing during the convention this year.
Wonderful.
And they just keep help to do things to promote the poetry, and they come up with their various activities, but they meet when they get to Albuquerque. Since they're international, And we actually even through that chapter have a poet coming from Australia to the convention.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting.
So she'll be on the Opry and she's going to be doing a few things and just a really neat lady. I've talked to her a couple times and wow, I can't wait to meet her.
Wow.
So that's like, you know, it's just, like I said, it's keeping the things more at a local level.
Right,
to promote
right.
and support the music.
And another chapter that I'm near and dear to my heart, because I'm the board liaison from the chapter to the board, is our youth chapter. And I think that's probably one of our most critical chapters, because that's where we embrace and foster the next generation coming along.
Yes.
And I know you have a huge heart for this. You want to tell us some more about the youth chapter?
Oh, and I'll tell anybody, this is the single most important chapter we have, because if it weren't for this chapter, the rest of us would just grow old and go away. But the youth chapter and the graduates of our youth chapter, Kristen mm-hmm. Harris, you know, the Hansen family, last year's Crescendo Award winner. I mean, these are talented kids. These are not just, you know, somebody who wants to play a guitar and dress up like a cowgirl. These mm-hmm. are talented, talented kids. We've got Mickey Daniel, Haley Sandoz, Leah Sawyer, all these kids who really are, when you hear them, if you hear them with your eyes closed and you open up and you see this kid standing on the stage doing this, it's just amazing. And we've just set up a youth scholarship fund so that we can help these kids go to their music camps and get some private instruction and learn how, you know, and hone their craft. Mm-hmm. To keep them in Western music. Some of them are branching out, which is into bluegrass and Haley is a big in a Celtic band. And so mm-hmm. it's just trying to keep them and make them see, because this has got to be hard. Most of them are homeschooled, but it's got to be hard in their peer groups to say, oh, well, you know, I do Western music. And people go, was that like country? No, it's not like country.
Although we do have a couple of our kids that, you know, came through Western music. Casey Musgraves is one who was very active in Western music when she was young. And then also Naomi Bristow is really doing a lot in Nashville these days, and she actually came through our organization as well. So it's and one of the things that you kind of touched on is, you know, in that whole spirit of helping, I think that young people that maybe are kind of dabbling in it will join the youth chapter, you know, come to the convention, and then when they get into these special workshops and special meetings that are, because there's a whole host of things that go on during the convention just for the kids and their own special showcase. And as that's going on and they're like, dang, you know, I need to raise the bar. I need to get serious. So to me, it looks like it inspires the younger ones and the ones that are more new to all of this. It seems to me.
Yes. They do get inspired and they see and they get a chance to perform with some of them with their heroes, you know, he's the reason I got started in this. So we do, as an association, we do everything we can to be sure that once they get to Albuquerque, they get to participate in getting to come to the award show and getting to come to all the ticketed events, because, you know, sometimes these families, it's costing them so much, especially most of these kids aren't only children. And to be able to participate fully. And we want them to be able to go into the Crisis Fund dinner and hear Joni Harms, who's our performer this year, you know.
Right,
Stay away because you say, oh, gosh, can we just stand in the doorway and listen? And I'm thinking, no. But you can come in and have dinner and participate with us and see. So and we do assigned seating at things like this. So I always want to be sure I put them at a table with a seasoned performer, someone who can help them and also encourage them along. So
right. They are our treasures, and we need to take really good care of them.
And such gems. I mean, such great kids we have. There's over 30 of them now.
Yes.
Over 30. And one of our youth chapter members, Genevieve Rose Mitchell.
Yes.
Who made the top 14 on American Idol. Yes. I mean, these are kids that have come up through, WMA, and they've come every year, and they learn, and they listen, and they participate, and they're just, what a great group of kids.
It is, and the atmosphere of the convention is so embracing, and they are so adored by all of the rest of the older fans, that I think that if they've been a little shy or reticent about getting on stage, I think it looks to me like the ones that have been kind of wallflowers and hanging back at the very edge, like I did at the jam sessions when I first got there, they get more emboldened, and they get more like, if I'm going to do this, this is the place, because they love me. They're not going to throw tomatoes at me or whatever.
Yes. I can remember when Kristen Harris first started coming, and she was so quiet and so shy. And I heard this great music coming out of a hallway one day, and I went over there, and it was her jamming with other people. And I thought, wow, this is, she needs to come out of her shell, because she is.
We need to get her on stage.
Get that child on stage. And it's the same way, you see little Leah and David. Leah's short, but she's a teenager. Leah and David Sawyer, and they get up on stage, and they just blossom.
We just see
them walking down the hall. There's just a couple of kids with their instruments, and
shy and cool and sweet, but they get on stage, they just command at the stage.
Come alive. It's a big sound. It's not a little. If you've been to your middle school orchestra recital, this is not that. This is an amazing sound from these kids.
Yes, it is. Oh, gosh. Well, it's wonderful. I just love those kids. Oh, we're going to take a little break for another song. And this is another fairly new person to the Western music, but she is just going gangbusters, and so love watching her blossom. And she was here just like 3 or 4 years ago was her first year at the WMA, and she was there with a brand new baby. Her best friend came along to help with the baby because her husband was at home taking care of the ranch, and she was just walked around like with her eyes wide open and just joining in everything, and now she is just one of the major women out there on tour and just doing an incredible job. And that's Trinity Seeley. We actually had her on the show, and we're going to listen to her song, Heavenly Brand.
He saddles up his favorite bay. They ride out in the gray. Gets to thinking of the life that he's lived, the outfits he's worked, his wife and his kids, and he thanks God for all that he has. Glory be thine to my heavenly dad, all that I am under this cowboy hat, I owe it to thee. Heavenly brand. He gets to working and gathering strays, the frost in the air, and they're counting the days. It's been a dry year and they're praying for snow, but for now they'll graze in the valley below. Land, oh, oh, a cowboy is he. It's not always easy, but who said it should be? On mornings like this, when the chill hits his bones, and all of the memories come flooding back home. And he'll thank God for all that he has. Glory be thine to my heavenly dad. All that I am under this cowboy hat, I owe it to thee. Heavenly friend, owe it to thee in the heavenly friend.
I just love her voice, and her songwriting is wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, I love how many women have gotten into Western music. Because, man, when I got in, we were an oddity. women, you know, it was all the balladeers, the guys, you know, and the trios and the groups. There were not very many women really out there hitting it hard, you know, and really going after it. There were some women that were part of chuck wagon groups, which were awesome. I mean, they work hard, but they stay pretty much where their chuck wagons are. And, you know, there were a few women that were out there kind of touring, like with their husband or with a group, but there were no solo women. I mean, rarely. There was, I think, me, Jean Prescott, I think, and me and Liz Masterson. She was with Sean. I'm trying to think. Jill Jones.
Yeah.
There weren't that many women. Oh, there weren't that many women, and it was tough because there wasn't much music for women. It was all guy songs, so everybody started writing their own stuff. Somebody had something to sing. So it's grown a lot in the 20 years I've been involved with the organization. I'm so pleased with where it's come.
Yeah.
And something we didn't mention about our convention is it's not just for the members.
Oh, no. Non-members are certainly welcome to drop by. Everything during the day is free. All the music, if you want to attend a workshop, it's a very small fee to attend those, but all the showcases are free. Saturday, we have a harmony, yodeling, and poetry contest, which there's no cost. And, oh, my gosh, they're so much fun. What a great place to
they're wonderful,
hear some really great music. And we're right down there at the Hotel Albuquerque in Old Town, so it's easy for people to wander in and out. And we'll have performers wandering in and out into Old Town, going to various museums. And, of course, in that great little weather permitting, we'll be in the park. So we'll be everywhere.
And really, as conventions and things like this go, that the ticket is really pretty low for the weekend to get all this incredible music. We try to keep it that way because we are so family oriented. We want families to be able to come.
Absolutely. You know, say for Friday night, it's $25 a person, and you get a whole night of music. We probably have 25 to 30 performers on stage during the Opry.
Right.
And end it with the 8 Misbehaving Swing Band for a big dance Friday night. And they are, by the way, youth chapter members in that band, and they're fantastic.
Yes.
So it's, just come and bring the family and just enjoy. You could sit in the lobby and hear great music all day long.
You can. And like last year, I was able to actually do this show live from the foyer outside of the main auditorium last year. I commandeered one of the booths of one of the vendors, vacated their booth for me. I set up a table and got all set up, and we actually did the radio show and had different performers come by and say a little bit and play music, and we're going to do that again. So that now that we kind of figured out how that works. We're going
to
do that again.
We will give you your own table so you don't have to commandeer one. We will give you your own table.
Okay, that will be good. That will be good. It worked out great last year. The vendors that had that beautiful Western artwork and crosses and things like that, they had that right in the center. Yeah, they just left and gave me their table, and Bobby Jean Bell, who is she co-hosts one of the Equestrian Legacy radio shows, the Campfire Cafe, that airs tomorrow. She came and sat in with me and helped host it for a little bit. So it was very, very fun, and we'll be definitely doing that again. But do you want to go ahead and tell everybody? I can't believe our hour is done. We probably could go on for another hour because we love this organization so much. But can you tell people where they can go find more information about the WMA and where they can buy these tickets for the convention? And then also on the site, there's also a section, I believe, on the website that talks about where there are different festivals and things going on that can well.
Right on.
So do you want to tell us about the website and where they can go to find it?
Okay. Our website is westernmusic.org. And right on the home page at the bottom, it's got upcoming things. It's got, you know, we try to put as many festivals on there as we know about. Sometimes I miss the most obvious ones because I'm not even thinking. Everybody knows about that. But they're right there, and there's links to their website, so you can find out more about them. And then on our website under events, we're building the convention program. So you can go on there and you can watch it. I'm getting ready actually to... We've notified all the performers who are going to be performing, and so I'm getting ready to go on there and list all the performers. And we'll have the ticket order form up soon, so you'll be able to order tickets and make your plans to be with us November 9th to the 13th in Albuquerque.
It's gonna be there or be square. It's gonna be
that's
fun.
Right.
If you like to play music or you love just to listen to good music, it's a wonderful you leave the weekend just feeling, I feel so full and so just charged with life, and it's definitely exhausting in a way because they literally are playing until the wee hours of the morning and then getting up early and starting all over again. So if you're really burning that candle at both ends physically, you can be a little tired. And I've literally heard older people that are, you know, running circles around the rest of us. And I'm like, how can you do this? And they go, oh, I have all the rest of the year to sleep.
Well, that's kind of way, you know, I'm there, you hit the ground running on Wednesday and you just keep going. And I always say that first rest stop outside of Albuquerque is where you'll find me on Monday morning. I get
nap.
That far and it's like, take a nap.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Marcia. I really appreciate that. And I just love having you on. And maybe we might have you come on again as we get closer to convention, just to remind everybody and we'll have a little better idea of everything that's going to be going on. A little more things are locked in and solidified. And we can do a little promo piece for the WMA. I would love to do that with you. And I love working with you. I love serving on the board with you, lady. You're a delight.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it. And anytime you need me, I'm here.
I know that's the truth. I know that's the truth. Well, bless you. And we're going to close out this segment with a song that's one of my favorites that my late singing partner Curly and I did. And I think it kind of epitomizes most of the attitude of the attitude of most of the performers that are performing Western music today, and that we are just a conduit for all this wonderfulness to flow through, and to don't thank us, to thank the Lord for the gift of music. And so we're going to listen to Only a River by myself and by my late singing partner, Curly Musgrave.
Dusty old coyote was busy drinking from a cool rolling river, and when it had enough, he said, I thank you, river, I swear I was so dry, if it were not for you, I do believe I would have died. But the river whispered softly, bang. I'm only a river. I'm not the one to pray. I'm only a channel of the good and gentle rain. And I can only carry what I have received. Love's living water. Anyone can drink for free.
Well, the grateful old coyote is a lot like me and you. Sometimes we don't give credit where it is really due. So if tonight you find that somehow something good has come from something that I said or did or some old song I've sung, you can rest assured that any quenching of your thirsty soul is all because of something much greater than us both. 'Cause I'm only a river, I'm not the one to praise. I'm only a channel of the good and gentle rain. And I can only carry what I have received. Love's living water, anyone can drink for free. Love's living water, you and I can drink for free.
I have so enjoyed having Marcia on the show today and sharing our love of the Western Music Association with all of you. And I have to say that it is both a pleasure and a humbling experience to serve on the board for this organization. And that is due in great part to the tone and example that Marcia sets for us all. When I think of Marcia, the word selflessness comes to mind, putting the needs of others and the greater good ahead of our own. Not only is that a good and right thing to do, it is a direct instruction from the Word of God. In Philippians 2, 3 through 4, we are told, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Can you imagine what our world would look like if everyone adhered to this calling on our lives? And I truly feel that as Christians, this is not an option. This is a clear and direct instruction as to how we are to live our lives. Now, I'm the first one to admit that this is not an easy path often. We are wired for self-preservation and to take care of ourselves first. It is only through the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives can we even hope to walk this path. Though we are still imperfect beings and will sometimes stray off the path, no matter how hard we try to stay on it, I firmly believe that if we purpose in our hearts to live out the scripture to the best of our ability, the times that we stray will become less and less. And the beautifully ironic thing is that when we live this way and we associate with people who live this way, guess what? Our needs get met. We are uplifted and encouraged. Our lives become better through the selfless acts of others. You know, when my children were little, I used to joke that it was too bad that these little ones didn't come with an instruction manual. But the truth is, the Word of God is our instruction manual. As I read through his words and just find all this instruction on how to live my life, the fathomless wisdom and love of our Lord in the pages of his word never cease to amaze me. In closing, I would love to share another wonderful scripture that gives us beautiful instruction as to how to live our lives. And I think when we adhere to this scripture, it makes the scripture in Philippians 2 much easier to attain. And this scripture is found in 1 Peter 3:8, and it is simple. "Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind." Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. And thank you again to our very special guest, Marcia Short, for visiting and sharing with us today. And there is never a big enough thank you for my amazing producer, Gary Holt, for all he does behind the scenes to make this show happen. Please check out all of the other fabulous shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember that they are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us with you on the go. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all of your trails be blessed.
In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night seasons and all the day long. God gives us all. Yeah.